But she made it.
Mm-hmm.
And Lee's, everybody would buy a yacht of Lee's, so or a little bit of Lee's, and our paddlets all had Lee's around.
Mm-hmm.
And mother, so the other day we had dinner at my daughter-in-law's, and I had given her, when I gave up housekeeping, I had given her my table linens and things like that. And we had mother's embroidered linens. She used all of them at her table. She lived in Beulah. And she had all of mother's old table linen. And mother hem-stitched the hams and embroidered the initials on them and all like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you tell me about the weddings. What about when you were here, after you came to Savannah, did you go to a lot of social parties and dances or anything like that?
Yes, we did. But after I grew up, the war came, the First World War, and Savannah was terribly stricken. I was married in St. John's Church, and our wedding reception was held, and I stood right in front of that mirror. for the reception. We were all of us had receptions in these two rooms.
Here in this house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And one little boy came in. He lived across the street. We had a row of houses across the street at that time. And he lived across the street. And I had made a lot of him, you know, he was a little boy, and I always loved little boys. And he came in with this beautifully wrapped little gift. He brought it to the wedding, he handed it to me. He said, "It's not for you, Georgia, but I wish it was." And I thought, I never have forgotten that. And the gift was for my sister. And then he said, "It's for Rosalie." You know, after that war, they didn't have debutantes. I mean, everybody was in mourning, and they didn't have big parties. All during the war, we had knitting parties and parties that and we entertained the servicemen, thousands of them, I guess. Our house was open for them.
Hmm.
One man said that my brother-in-law, Henry Mayer, he was mayor, also mayor of the town, of the city. But he was a general in the, they organized the National Guard. And it went right into the service.
Mm-hmm.
He went abroad as a general, and he came home on leave just before he went abroad, and my sister, they asked you to open up your homes, and if you had any bedrooms or any place to give them. To please open up your homes and let them come on leave for a day or two and so forth. And my sister had two men on leave, and they were staying with her. And they came down to breakfast, and my brother-in-law had just come home, and he didn't know he was coming. They just said, "You can go back and see your family."